Jacoby, are you ready? Stop texting.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 7, 6, 4, 6, 7, 8, 3, 9, 1, 3, 8.
Is that your number?
That's the food news number.
Oh, shit.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com. This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
Welcome to Food News. I'm Juliet Littman.
And I'm David Jacoby.
Jacoby, let's put 30 minutes on the clock.
Huge announcement, huge news regarding interaction with this podcast.
If you were sick of me messing up the email listenerfoodnews@gmail.com, which I think is correct. Is that correct?
Yes.
You can now call us with some food news and some story suggestions. We'll have more suggested stories, which I love. Thanks for doing our work for us.
Ask us questions.
Ask us anything.
We'll give us topics to discuss.
We'll play it on air. You can call us at 646-783-9138. Again,
646-783-9138.
646-783-9138. Does that work?
No, it doesn't work.
All right. Well, please call us 646-783-9138. We'll respond. And if you seem fun and you have good vibes, we'll play it on the show.
Even if you don't have good vibes, we'll play it on the show.
No way. I don't want some downer on this pod. This is a happy place.
Well, what just happened? Please.
Did you burp?
No, it was like a phlegm vibe. Yeah. Please. Leave us a voicemail. We'll put it on the show next week.
One more time. 646-783-9138. We've already burned like 1 whole minute here. 2 minutes. Let's get into it. I'm a Delta flyer. This story hits close to home. Starbucks and Delta have teamed up, and you can now earn points or miles towards Delta when you use Starbucks. You have to connect the app, and it's like a little bit difficult to do.
Have you done it?
No, not yet. Because
you know I'm a heavy, heavy Starbucks app user.
But are you a Delta flyer?
Yes.
You are? I'm shocked.
I fly Delta and United. Those are the apps I have in my phone.
Okay, but do you have one of the credit cards?
This is like a 45-second story we don't have time for. But my wife signs me up for tons of credit cards that I can't cancel that I just put in a drawer. So I probably have one of those.
Okay. Well, I'm a Delta flyer. I have a Delta Amex. I'm platinum medallion status.
Gang.
Don't want to brag.
Wow.
I probably will never get to diamond. So this is huge. This is like honestly huge. It's really, I think, smart.
Honestly huge? That's an oversell.
No, I think so. And here's why. Because we talked about this. Dunkin' was starting to eat Starbucks' lunch.
Yes, they were.
And Starbucks really needed to do something to encourage you to use their app, which was a leader, but then fell behind. And now there's a reason to go back to it because beginning Wednesday of this week, you can now get 1 mile for every dollar spent at Starbucks. And you just get like extra startup point stars on Starbucks and miles on Delta just for connecting the two apps.
Love it.
Like,
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, me too.
Why not?
I mean, when we talked about how you could get free Grubhub delivery through Amazon Prime on this pod, I did it. And you know what I do? I use Grubhub all the time before
now. All the time.
I never had Grubhub before, so.
I feel like we're shilling for these companies. Let's move on to the next story. Yeah.
All right. But I just, they are making my life better. So thank you. Next, this is a listener suggested story. And
love
it's really good. It's from Erin in Nashville.
Shout out to her.
And I'm really glad that she sent this to us because it is kind of a weird one that I'm happy to discuss. Someone in Texas is suing Texas Pete for false advertising because their hot sauce is actually made in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And this is from entrepreneur.com. I'm curious to know how Erin from Nashville ended up on this story. Perhaps she'll follow up with the voicemail.
Maybe she's starting companies.
Maybe she's an entrepreneur, you're right. And she said that Texas Pete's parent company, T.W. Garner Food Company, the head of it, Philip White, purchased the condiment at Ralph's in September of 2021, believing it was from Texas, and it turned out it wasn't. So the defendant has cheated its way to a market-leading position in the $3 billion hot sauce industry at the expense of law-abiding competitors and consumers nationwide who desire authentic Texas hot sauce and reasonably but incorrectly believe that this is what they are getting when they purchase Texas Pete. I love this.
Okay, a couple things.
Okay.
Number one, Texas Pete, named after the founder's son, Pete, and named Texas because Texas is known for spicy food. Okay?
Spicy food or like, so is hot sauce spicy? Because I think of spice as different than being hot.
Fine. Okay? If we could drill down on that and go for like another 10 minutes on that. But yes, spice is a food category that is not always spicy.
But if something
is spicy, that means it is generally hot.
Okay.
It's not like, ooh, that's got a lot of turmeric. It's too spicy for me. That's not how that works. A lot of oregano in here. It's a spicy slice of pizza. No. Spicy means like hot on the what scale? COVID scale?
What? Scoville scale.
Oh, the COVID scale. Got it. So.
I think that was a valid point, just to be clear.
Okay, we disagree, but we can move on. When it comes to a lawsuit against this company for misleading the consumers, there's a certain like word that I want to hear. Damages. Like what? How did your life suffer because you bought Texas Pete thinking it was Texas, but it's actually from North Carolina? What damage did this cause you?
That's a great point.
Like, what's the downside? Like, why do I need to compensate you for your life being worse? How? You thought the Texas hot sauce, the North Carolina hot sauce named Texas Pete was from Texas? Are you going to be okay? Do you need a hug?
Well, the brand hasn't responded yet. And it's probably because they're just like, it's not that big of a deal. They're just like, sorry.
It's a great story, though.
big deal. The plaintiffs have requested the court to force Texas Pete to change its name and branding in addition to paying monetary damages. I just wonder if, like, is it possible that these plaintiffs are, like, competitors?
No.
I don't know.
Here's what I'm thinking.
Have some skin in the game?
Am I going to go to Five Guys and get a burger? Cheeseburger with bacon and fries. And then be like, hold on a second.
This is only from Four Guys?
They're not from France.
Well,
they're called French fries and they're not from France. I'm suing the company.
I think that, but that is not a brand name. That's the name of food. That is not like a, doesn't have a trademark against it.
French's mustard. Not from France.
It's probably a French person's name, though.
I know, it's apostrophe S on there, too.
Yeah, exactly. If you're picking some bad examples here, but I guess.
Going off the top.
You're saying.
And I also feel like Texas Pete, I always imagine because it's got that like cowboy on it, which is it's pretty good hot sauce. I have some in my house.
I've never had it.
Oh, it's good. It's a good hot sauce.
I've never heard of it before. I didn't even know it was like big.
It comes
in
many varieties,
so
I've definitely had it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. On it is this sort of like Yosemite Sam fella. You know what I mean? He's got like the chaps and the guns and like that kind of vibe. And whenever it says Texas Pete on it, I assume that that mascot is Texas Pete.
So it's like a person.
So there can be a person named Texas Pete that's not from Texas.
I just got to tell you, Yosemite is in California.
Fair. I was referencing the cartoon character Yosemite Sam.
I know, but don't you think that character probably is from Yosemite?
I think he's not from Yosemite. He resides in Yosemite, but he's from Texas.
Okay.
When I just went on a ride one day, never came back.
I think that I don't really understand like cowboys and Westerns in general. Like when you're talking about a Western, what part of the country are you referring
Great
to?
Great question. Usually it's like Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's no longer really Western.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
just a lot of confusion in this space.
So let's sue. Who are we suing now? Who's the lawyer? The lawyer that takes us on sits like, it's like very like Better Call Saul vibes, like in the office. And he's like, so, Steve, I saw your, I'm sorry, I'm a little late to this 12 o'clock meeting. So what's the case? And he's like, we're suing Texas Pete. Like, why? Because they're from North Carolina. And this guy's like, sure, I'm $40 an hour. Let's go.
Let's move on that note. This next story is about a Reddit thread that was aggregated by a website called KidSpot that was then re-aggregated in full by the New York Post. The article itself is like really insane and weird and has a lot of really strange hyperlinks. This is not a media podcast.
I clicked on some of those hyperlinks.
And you were like, what the hell?
What is happening?
Yeah. There's something weird happening with the aggregation system. So I just want to flag that for the New York Post if you're listening. Yeah.
But it would be like, we had a can of soup and the can of soup is hyperlinked. You click on it and it's just like a picture of a can of soup. You're like, what is going on?
Yeah. And then there was one about there was something that was alcohol consumption was hyperlinked, and then it had like nothing to do with the story
yes,
at all.
Yes, I noticed that it as was, well. I can't believe we both are such nerds that we clicked on all these hyperlinks
well,
in the story.
We were doing our research to prepare.
Yes. And journalists. So
it led to a link that was best non-alcoholic red, white, and sparkling wines to enjoy during pregnancy, which is kind of related.
Somewhat related.
Because this Reddit thread is from a man whose wife is pregnant. And they are planning to go on holiday together. So I assume they're British and holiday.
Get it.
And
baby moon.
Yes, exactly. And he decided he would not be paying for their holiday because she asked him to join her in not drinking. And while they were able to give up weed easily together, he felt...
Weird little details. So many weird details in this. But like, yeah, weed, no problem. Stop that.
He felt that was a bridge too far. And so... the Reddit thread gave him a lot of support, which I found to be a bridge too far.
Thank you.
I'm just like, dude.
And there's so much subtext in this stupid article.
Yeah.
One of which is like, she's a supermarket clerk, and the words supermarket clerk are hyperlinked, by the way. Just tell us where that leads. And it's like, there's this insinuation, like, she can't pay for it.
Yeah.
And since I'm paying for it, I'm going to drink. Which is like, of all the paths to explore of what's right and wrong with this, that is like... one of the more disgusting ones. More disgusting than that is, if you can't have fun, why can't I have fun?
Right. It's ridiculous.
That makes no sense.
Also, if you can't have fun sober with your wife, that sounds like it's on you.
Or you're just not getting intoxicated enough.
I guess. I just want to say the checkout clerk hyperlink went to Megyn Kelly's hubby texts her post one night stand article. This feels like a trap.
What is happening?
I'm telling you.
What is happening with this article?
There's
like
there's something wrong with like the aggregation system here or whatever. But I just think that like the woman, I think that everyone's wrong here is just basically how I feel. Like they probably could find some solution. He didn't have to post about it on Reddit. Humanity didn't have to take his side.
Great point.
I mean, there's just a lot going on. But I, you know, as someone, you're married. You have children that your wife birthed.
Yes. All those things are facts.
Did you give up drinking while she had to cut back on drinking?
No. Why? Why would I do that?
I don't know. Some people
Not
feel like
that,
it's like solidarity.
I doubled down on drinking because I had a designated driver everywhere I went.
A lot of people say that, I think.
It's nice. It's like, oh, should we Uber there? Don't need to. She's driving.
Did she care at all?
No.
Yeah, because also, like, you guys like each other, so you're
a
just
lot.
Like, yeah, so you're like, we can have fun in all sorts of permutations
all,
of
yes,
the toxicness.
Yes, any sort of
intoxication, excuse me.
Any sort of intoxication, sobriety, being silent next to each other, talking each other's ears off over
Sounds
each other.
Great.
The whole spectrum
That's
of,
beautiful,
of,
man.
Of social interaction, me and her thrive it.
That's so beautiful. So ultimately, I would say the problem with this couple
is the
that
couple.
They don't
they
like
don't
each
like
other.
Each other. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's got nothing to do with drinking during holidays. Or her being pregnant. And I'm worried about the baby. I can't lie. Worried about the baby.
Me too. Yeah. I mean,
this is not the loving, nurturing nest that this little chicklet, little birdie. What's a small bird? Small bird, baby bird.
A chick is
a baby
something.
Chicken.
You know, I don't know animals.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Anyway, we're worried for this child because we feel the parents' relationship isn't strong, but I just wish them the best. And also, like, if I ever was dating or married to someone who posted on Reddit about our marital squabbles, I would
it's
kick
over.
Them out.
Yeah.
I would be like, you're an incredible loser. Get out of here.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
All right. Next, another listener-suggested story. Kate in Chattanooga, we thank you and
Ooh,
we see you.
A lot of Tennessee interaction.
That's true.
A lot of Tennessee.
Food News big in Tennessee?
Huge in Tennessee. Let's go on tour.
Who knew? Okay. Well, Kate sent us a story from Food and Wine about how Lodge, which makes cast iron cookware.
Mm-hmm.
I have two Lodge products, so this Ooh. Hit close to home.
What's the other one? Crusette?
Le Creuset. Yeah, another good
one. Sorry, Le Creuset.
I love Le Creuset mugs. But I have two Lodge items. I have a Dutch oven and I have a cast iron skillet.
Mm.
And this is a story about how the world's largest cast iron skillet is now on display at a Lodge museum, basically.
I think also in Tennessee.
Also in Tennessee. It's hyperlocal for our two listeners in Tennessee. Hyperlocal news. Anyway, there is this giant cast iron pan, 18 foot, 14,000 pounds, was traveling down the highway, and people are like, WTF. The famous I-59. Famous Decade, of course.
Whenever you're going from Arkansas to Alabama to Tennessee, you got to hit I-59.
Yeah, South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. Confusing.
Very.
If you're skimming the article. And people were like, what's going on? And then that was back in January, so like 9 months ago. And now it's finally available. You can see it at the Lodge Museum of Cast Iron.
$10 to get in.
Opens this week. Yeah, it's huge. I can see myself in a foreign country being like, that would be funny. I'll go to the Lodge Museum of Cast Iron. But like, I have a pretty like high interest in museums, and this doesn't move the needle for me.
There are certain museums where I'm like, this doesn't need to be a museum.
Yeah. Do we need this?
We don't need a cast iron museum.
Also, I feel like, you know, Lodge has really good pricing and it's available on Amazon. So I'm just like, I hope they're not doing this because they're in dire straits. I feel like it seemed like they were doing well.
I'm going opposite. Whenever you start doing like publicity stunts by making gigantic cast iron skillets,
like, you've got a marketing budget.
You've got a marketing budget at that point.
They're like, yeah. Use it or lose it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When you're going through like layoffs and budget squeezes, you're not exactly like, you know what we should do? Let's build a gigantic cast iron skillet for the museum in Tennessee.
Good point.
I think they're doing fine.
Next, big news, Jacoby.
What?
You're not going to believe this.
I probably will.
Dietitians aren't so sure about butterboard.
I love this one. Is this necessary?
Here's a quote from Caroline Susie, a spokesperson for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. They are fun and beautiful, they being butterboards. But remember, butter is high in saturated fat, which is associated with an increased risk of cardiovascular disease.
What's this woman's name?
Caroline Susie.
Caroline, let me talk to you for a second.
Dear Caroline, we know.
We get it. Guess what? Let me guess. Milkshakes aren't as good for you as a raw kale salad. Of course, we know butter boards are not good for you. We know what is in butter. We know what butter is. Did you ever make butter like in elementary school?
I think on like a field trip to like olden times whatever. You're like, make your own butter.
Yeah,
and I'm like, basically, no, thank
it's
you.
It's basically like take a glass of milk and stir it for 4 hours.
Yeah, you'd be like, yeah.
Yeah. You just like stir.
I'm doing stirring motions
right now. Yeah, you stir cream for like an hour and a half until your arms hurt, and then you get like some butter.
Yeah, it's just like, no thanks. And then she continued. I mean, again, this is from the New York Post. I'm sort of like, shame on you, New York Post, for making this so unfun by going to Dr. Caroline Susie. Do we really have to do that?
No, I think Caroline Susie went to the world. I feel like she needed to respond to butter boards.
I don't know. It says Caroline Susie, a spokesperson, told the Post. So I think
they reached out.
I think they went to her for comment.
And then she woke up one day and was like, yeah, the Post wants to know if butter is healthy. And she's like, guess what? No. And then went back to lunch. Probably had McDonald's for lunch, to be honest with you.
Here's something else she added. Although I kind of find this funny because she's probably like, why are you calling me about this? Obviously don't have butter.
Yes.
If your needs require 2,000 calories a day, then no more than 120 of them should come from saturated fat, or about 13 grams of saturated fat a day. One tablespoon of butter has 7 grams of saturated fat, to put that into perspective. So, you know, the TLDR is one that we all intuited, which is that butter boards are really bad for you, not to mention like unsanitary.
Where did we land on 2,000 calories a day?
I think that it's like sort of a farce that like,
thank you.
Some people need 2,000, some people need more, some people need less.
And not every calorie is equal either.
Not all calories are created equal. That's correct.
It's like if I just ate a butter board and that was my 2,000 calories, I'm like, well, I did 2,000 today, I'm healthy. That's not how it works.
I've been having this conversation a lot. I have a lot of notes about health education in America and like the things that you learn in school.
Well, hold on. You've been having this conversation a lot.
Yes, in various different permutations relating to different aspects of health. Women's health, reproductive health, dietary health.
Wow.
I just feel like we need to overhaul this here in America.
Call Caroline.
My platform. Hey, doc, let's chat.
Yeah, obviously you're available for comment to outlets. We have one of those.
Yeah, obviously.
I've got notes.
All right. Big news, really more of a big check-in from iwaspoisoned.com. First of all, turns out iwaspoisoned.com has a Twitter feed.
What do you mean, turns out?
I wasn't aware of that.
What?
I mean, I only know because of you.
What? Wow.
I mean, why would I don't know, like, I've detoxed off Twitter, so, like, I'm not like, let me see if this is on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. That's the first thing I did is found the IWasPoisoned.com Twitter feed and followed it obsessively. And then I interact with it a lot. So it ends
you
up
do?
In the algorithm. No, sometimes I game the algorithm because I want to see their tweet.
Like you star it or something?
No, I click on it and let it load and then go back just so they like think that I like it. So they'll feed me more of IWasPoisoned.com so I can get poisoned.
Someone ordered raw chicken and was eating it as sushi.
No, they ordered
sushi.
Chicken.
They ordered chicken and it was like chicken sushi and it was just raw.
It came raw chicken and there's a picture of it and it's someone with chopsticks holding up a chunk of raw chicken.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's imagine we both lived in Los Angeles for a time and you can go to like a gun range there and they're like, hey, do you want a bazooka? Do you want an AK-47? Like whatever gun you want, they'll give you any old gun and allow you to shoot it against the wall, right? If you shoot yourself in the foot, it's your fault.
Yeah.
So you can't complain about someone serving you raw chicken.
Yeah. So his exact words on IWasPoisoned.com. Raw chicken, I ordered sushi and the chicken was raw. I've been sick ever since. Symptoms, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting.
Duh. You ate raw chicken.
But also, why is this being served? This is from, by the way, a restaurant in Dubai.
Dubai.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yes.
My bad. Haku sushi in Dubai. Like, why is this being offered?
Why are you getting sushi in Dubai, first of all?
Well, sushi, I don't know. I feel like Dubai has, like, people from all over the world. So I'm sure they've got good sushi.
Yes. And secondly, if chicken's on the menu, I'm assuming that it's cooked. Fine. So they're assuming that it's cooked. It comes raw. Whatever decision happened in the kitchen, we can discuss in a second, okay? It arrives to your table raw. At what point are you like, well, let me give this a shot. I'm a pretty adventurous eater. I'm not eating raw chicken. Just imagine, oh my God, I'm a puke. The texture of biting into raw chicken.
Disgusting.
Just thinking about that.
I don't like touching it.
Just the texture of it like squishing against your teeth and your gums and like that flavor. I don't even know what it tastes like.
So gross.
Ah.
No, thank you.
No.
Absolutely disgusting. I mean,
of course you were poisoned.
I think it should also be against the international law, like
to serve
raw chicken. So that's
I don't even know if
this.
There is international law, but they should make it. They say you cannot serve raw chicken to people.
I'm aware of Interpol. It's like part of the Ocean's 11 franchise because in like Ocean's 12.
You know I love Ocean's 11. Yeah.
I don't know if that's real though.
Okay. Fair.
All right. Last news item of the day.
Before we move on, can I say one thing?
Sure.
So this person went to a sushi restaurant in Dubai. Mm-hmm. Ordered chicken, wasn't cooked, was delivered raw chicken, ate the raw chicken, then was subsequently poisoned, and then said, do you know what I'm going to do?
Post about it on IWasPoisoned.com.
I'm going to post about it on IWasPoisoned.com.
Also, I have more media commentary. I think they need some better moderating on IWasPoisoned.com. Because this is more like I poisoned myself.
I poisoned myself. Yes, you were not poisoned.
Yeah, IPoisonedMyself.com.
Yes, I self-poisoned.
Bad decisions.
Yes.
Like one
there
time,
should be a filter. Moderating needs to happen more.
I'm sure I've told this story before, but one time in college.
Is there a graveyard involved?
No, but poisoning, self-poisoning is.
Oh, okay.
One time in college, I had leftover dumplings from Noodles & Co., which is a great chain. Don't know if you've ever been. And they were in like a plastic container, and mm-hmm. I put them in the microwave in the plastic container, and
Ooh.
The container like melted a little bit.
Ugh.
But I still ate the dumplings because they were so
they
good.
Smelled good, yeah, sure.
And then I panicked because I was like, "Fuck, I don't know if I'm supposed to do that."
Myself.com.
So I called Illinois Poison Control.
Oh my God, no, you didn't.
And they laughed at me.
Oh my God, no, you didn't.
I did.
No, you did not.
I swear to God.
No, you did not.
I don't know. I was 18. I was living on my own for the first time. I was freaked out.
You called.
I called Illinois
and they
Poison
answered,
Control. Yep.
And you explained what happened.
And they're like, "Probably don't do that again."
Yeah.
And they're like, have a great day.
Enjoy your dumplings. You're not going to die. We're going to hang up and wait for someone to call that didn't just poison themselves, kind of, sort of, maybe adjacent to poisoning.
That's correct.
Okay.
At least I wasn't blaming Noodles & Co. for that.
Great point. IPoisonMyself.com.
All right. Last story. This you may have heard about because one of our colleagues in the halls was asking us if we were going to cover it. So it's gone viral.
Are they from Tennessee?
No. A man named Scott Martin was talking to Neil Cavuto on Cavuto Coast to Coast, which is a Fox News show. He claims that he devoured $28 worth of Taco Bell, and that was evidence of inflation.
Bro.
It's very hard to get to $28, even with inflation.
Bro. It was an inflation story.
Yeah.
There's so many things that he could have used as examples.
Unfortunately, we know, because you talk about them all on Food News.
Yeah, exactly. Like, come on.
Also, I just don't believe it. Maybe, how many people were you with?
No, he said he was by himself and he had lunch. It cost $28. And then he says at the end, he's like, no, it happened. Like, he doubled down on it. It's like, no, it didn't.
No, it didn't. It's really...
It did not happen.
It's very hard. First of all, let's say you easily get to $28. We know that's a lot of food. So like
tons.
Is he also writing on I was poisoned by myself? I poisoned myself.com. Because that's what you get for eating $28 worth of Taco Bell.
Yes.
So I just like, I don't believe it. And a lot of people on the internet don't.
How many items are in your Taco Bell order if you're hungry and you want like a real meal?
Max 3.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
No, I'm near double digits.
Really?
No, I'm probably like 6.
Yeah, that's like a lot of food.
I know. I'm a lot of person and I like Taco Bell.
On that note, shall we get to our taste test?
Related.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes has arrived in IMAX.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
All right. After much discussion and much anticipation,
mm-hmm.
Today we are having the very finest one can find. A Taco Bell Mexican pizza.
Taco Bell Mexican pizza has been discussed a lot recently, very much part of the zeitgeist. I've always felt that it was an overrated menu item on the Taco Bell menu. People complained about it. They brought it back. I'm filling time while Juliet stares down her slice.
First comment. Shocked that it's actually cut like a pizza. I thought it was going to be hard to get a piece, but it was quite easy.
Yeah, I mean, it's very much nachos in a different format. Pizza's a stretch. There's no fire sauce here because Juliet is afraid of spice, which is kind of going to hurt my experience a little bit. What do you think of your Mexican pizza?
I am immediately underwhelmed. This is like one of the worst things Taco Bell has to offer, and I love Taco Bell. It's bad pizza and bad nachos.
Hold on a second.
Not anything good.
Hold on a second. You mean to tell me that this is the food item that I've read 14 blog posts about that was trending on Twitter that was people demanded return to the menu? This?
Yeah.
No.
I don't even want a second bite.
I don't want a second bite either.
I want a fresco.
I love Taco Bell.
Me too. I love Taco Bell. I want a fresco taco. I want a gordita crunch. I want a churro. I want anything but this. A burrito. This is my least desired thing from Taco Bell that I've ever had.
No. There's not enough fire sauce in the plant to save this.
I had one bite and I kind of feel sick.
I don't think that something must have happened in transit.
We had it delivered.
This can't be. Is this from Taco Bell?
Yeah. We have the packaging to prove it.
Wow. Taco Bell.
Yeah. It's not good.
Much ado about nothing.
Much ado about less than nothing.
That is not impressive. Usually during the taste test, I try to be like a little bit positive.
Yeah.
Just because these people work hard at this kind of thing. Nothing positive to say about
this. The thing is that people at Taco Bell do work hard and they have a lot of great food.
Great food.
This just is not it. I'm shocked.
I was a little shocked by your mention of the Fresca taco. I don't think they do that anymore. That's like their taco light. Yeah.
Is that gone?
Yeah, that's gone.
Fuck.
Yeah. Those are pretty good, though.
They're really good.
Those were pretty good.
Like, also, like, not that bad for you.
You know what the best thing is on the menu at Taco Bell?
What?
Taco.
Taco, yeah.
It's like, what are we doing?
Cheesy gordita crunch is really good,
too. No, too much going on.
I do really
like
that.
It's like a soft taco, a couple hard tacos, a Mexi-Melt, which don't exist anymore, RIP Mexi-Melt.
Wow, you're blowing my mind. I obviously haven't been talking about it in a while because there's not one near me.
There's one near my job, but like
Do you go to it? Taco Bell is really a drive-through experience for me, and that's not happening for me anymore in my New York life. It was
all
a big part of my LA life.
All traditional fast foods are just like a manifestation of how depressed I am at that time.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's like a, and I hate to make light of this. It's like a, no, can't say that.
I'm not even going to follow through on that. Wow. I'm really quite disappointed by this.
Me too. That was bad.
Yeah.
It looks good. That was bad.
Yeah.
It didn't even have like, I'm like wondering if that's even the same beef that they put the tacos because it didn't have any flavor.
Also, I like refried beans and the refried beans were not good. It's everything about it was bad.
Ooh, I'm a black beans over refried beans.
I like both.
100% out of 100.
It depends on what I'm getting, but I really like both.
If someone gave you beans or like make refried beans, how would you do it?
Like mash them up in butter and oil or something?
Yeah, I don't know how to do it.
I
Why are they
know.
Called refried beans?
I don't know, but I do
I don't
really
think
like
frying
them.
Has anything to do with it.
They are like made in like lard or something like that.
Oh.
When I was a little kid, I just like used to love ordering in refried beans from La Cochina, now closed.
R.I.P. La Cochina.
It was a great place.
Taco Bell, this thing sucks.
This does.
All
Internet,
right. You duped me.
Personal food news time. Jacoby, hit it.
Okay. It's fall.
2 minutes.
Yes.
Oh.
Little brisk breeze outside.
We're both wearing tops in the pink family.
Yeah.
For fall.
Yep.
You're more of a mauve.
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 Getting a little cold outside. What's my favorite type of food, Juliet?
Wings?
No. I've dedicated a social media account to it. Boom.
Soup. Sorry, I can't believe I didn't go to soup immediately.
I'm often on the run, so I want something quick while I'm moving.
Uh-huh.
Problem with soup. Can't go on the train with soup.
Mm-hmm.
Fork, bowl, spillage. I've found
Fork?
The solution. Sorry, spoon.
Okay, sorry.
I deserve that. And I'll say this. Bone broth. I don't usually get in on these trendy new food things. But bone broth
not new anymore.
Has changed my life.
Wow, okay.
I love bone broth.
Cool.
Why? Because it comes in a coffee cup. So you just sip it on the go. It's like a tea with a little bit of like nourishment in it. I am 100% into the bone broth brigade. I had some earlier today. I got an app on my phone for a place called Brodo that's near my train stop. So when I get out of the train, my bone broth is waiting for me there. You can put hot sauce in it to make it spicy. I'm 100% backing bone broth this season.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
That's my personal food news.
Cool. Here's mine. I took a red eye back to New York on Tuesday night, arrived home, my home at Wednesday morning. I did something that I usually am not proud of, but felt really appropriate in the moment, as previously discussed. It was Wednesday.
Okay.
I was coming off a red eye.
Okay.
Didn't go to the grocery store. Ordered in bagel, coffee, and then had to get two things to reach my minimum.
Mm.
A Hal's grapefruit seltzer, which is just a classic.
Have you ever tried vanilla? Vanilla is really good.
Yeah.
Vanilla cream is excellent.
It's really good. I really like all the
it's
flavors.
It's like a cream
really
soda, and it has no calories.
I also got a smoothie. I literally never order smoothies in person or delivery.
What?
And I was like,
I love smoothies.
Me too.
Why don't you order them?
I was like, wow, this is great because it's not good. It's not enough for a meal replacement for me.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But I also am like, do I need like a heavy like juice right now? No, I don't. But in,
love a smoothie.
There's the only thing worse than waking up with a hangover is waking up after a red eye from like your shortened sleep when you got home. And I was like, I need to treat myself. Mm. And so in addition to my bagel, I had a smoothie and it was awesome.
What kind of smoothie?
It was like a peanut butter banana.
Thank you for saying that. I'm huge into the peanut butter based smoothies. I had a
really
cold, this morning I had a cold brew base peanut butter banana vanilla protein smoothie.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
Fantastic.
Did you make it or did you buy it?
No.
Bought it. Where?
Juice Generation app on my phone. I'm all about finding a restaurant I like and then getting the app so I don't have to talk to anybody.
I've never been to a Juice Generation. Should I give it a chance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Acai bowls.
I like acai
bowls. Those are good.
Bowls.
I love an acai bowl as well.
Me too. It's just basically a smoothie in a bowl. It's great.
Smoothie in a bowl.
It's
and
awesome.
Then someone was like, you know, that's like 17,000 calories and it's bad for you. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, granola.
Vegetables in there.
Granola has a lot of calories and we just accept it.
I don't care.
And we keep it moving.
I don't care. Tell Caroline that 2,000 calories thing, I don't care about.
Shut
Caroline.
It, Caroline.
Yeah. Or wait, we should be kissing Caroline's ass because you're going to change everything about dietitians, right?
Nah. Maybe. I'm just going to talk about it and take no action.
Fair.
Thanks to Mike Wargon and Ronak Nair for producing this podcast.
And
don't forget to give us a call at the phone number that doesn't
that
have a jingle yet, but it will soon.
646.
646.
Some other numbers.
I'm opening my iPad. 646-783-7833.
9138. Please interact with us. Call 646-783-9138. You will be part of this podcast next week.
646-783-9138.
We'll work on that.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.